Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation first. The Yadus were all experienced devotees, learned and expert in psychic study. Over and above this, they were always with Lord in all kinds of relaxations, and still they were only able to know Him as the One Supreme who dwells everywhere. Purport. In the Vedas, it is said that the Supreme Lord or the Paramatma cannot be understood simply by the strength of one's erudition or power of mental speculation. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuna shrutena. Katha Upanishad 1.2.23. He can be known only by one who has the mercy of the Lord. The Yadavas were all exceptionally learned and experienced. But in spite of their knowing the Lord as one who lives in everyone's heart, they could not understand that He is the original personality of Godhead. This lack of knowledge was not due to their insufficient erudition. It was due to their misfortune. In Vrindavan, however, the Lord was not even known as Paramatma, because the residents of Vrindavan were pure, unconventional devotees of the Lord and could think of Him only as their object of love. They did not know that He is the personality of Godhead. The Yadus, or the residents of Dwarka, however, could know Lord Krishna as Vasudev, or the Super Soul living everywhere, but not as the Supreme Lord. As scholars of the Vedas, they verified the Vedic hymns, Eko Deva, Sarva Bhuta Divasaha, Antaryami, and Vrishni Nam Paradevata. The Yadus therefore accepted Lord Krishna as the Super Soul incarnated in their family, and not more than that. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavbhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So after Vidura was insulted by Duryodhan, he took this as an opportunity to retire from his worldly duties. He took this as an opportunity to break his connections with his family and go on a pilgrimage. He took this as an opportunity to go deeper in Krishna consciousness. So, also I was thinking how many things go on in our lives. Sometimes we're in a difficult situation, we end up being in a difficult situation, sometimes we get insulted, sometimes things are going on great. But whatever things are happening, we can maybe take a little bit of step back and think, how can I utilize this as an opportunity to go deeper into Krishna consciousness? So Vidura was such a personality, he took a step back and saw this as an opportunity to go deeper into Krishna consciousness and to be detached, to break relationships, to kind of retire from worldly things. What happens when we are in a certain situation, a difficult situation, someone's insulted us, what do we end up doing? Right? A lot of our time, our energy goes into thinking about what has happened, maybe even trying to get back at those people who have insulted us. So here Vidura is very special. Right? Vidura took this as an opportunity to go deeper into Krishna consciousness. So then Vidura goes on a pilgrimage. And he ends up in Prabhakshetra. So when he's here, he gets to know of the news that the Kuru dynasty is no longer. Most of the family members have died in this war, and now Yudhishthir is in charge of the kingdom. So then he continues his pilgrimage northwards, and he travels along the banks of Saraswati, and it's specified that he goes to 11 places of pilgrimage on the banks of Saraswati, and then he heads towards Yamuna. And at the banks of Yamuna, he comes across Uddhava. He meets Uddhava. And Uddhava is making his way to Badrikashram after the disappearance of Lord Krishna and the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. So there is the usual exchange of respect and offering of obeisances and so on and so on, the usual greetings. And then Vidura puts forward questions to Uddhava. Because he's been traveling for some time, he's been on pilgrimage for some time, he doesn't know everything. So he asks Uddhava, how is Krishna doing? How is Balaram doing? How are the Yadavas? And I know of something of Maharaj Yudhishthira now in charge of the kingdom, and a lot of my family members have died. What's going on now? Give me the details of the Kuru dynasty. So when he asks this question, and these sets of questions about all these personalities, then Uddhava remembers the Supreme Lord. He remembers his exchanges with Lord Krishna. And in his remembrance, he's not able to respond to Vidura immediately. And he's experiencing some symptoms of separation as he's thinking of the Lord. Very quickly he gets himself together, and then he starts answering Vidura's questions. He says, Krishna, the sun has set, he's disappeared. And the Yadus are no longer. They've been swallowed by the serpent of time. It's interesting. He says that Krishna, the sun has set. So he's kind of giving this analogy of Krishna being like the sun. Just like the sun never disappears totally. There is a sunrise and there is the sunset. When the sun sets in one place, the sun appears somewhere else. Right? So similarly, Krishna's concluded his pastimes in this universe, but his pastimes are eternal. Krishna is continuing his pastimes somewhere else. Sun rises once in 24 hours. Similarly, Krishna appears once in the day of Lord Brahma. When the sun sets, there is darkness. Right? So similarly, when there is a disappearance from some universe, some place of Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna disappears, then there is darkness, there is ignorance. So similarly, now that Krishna has disappeared, there is going to be darkness and ignorance. There is going to be the coming of Kali Yuga. And during this time, there will be the rising of the lower beings. Right? These people will become more powerful. Right? People will be more in ignorance. People will engage more in darkness. So it's appropriate that he's comparing Krishna to the sun. So then Uddhava continues and he starts regretting his situation and also of the Yadava situation. He actually feels regret that they didn't make the most of Lord Krishna. They didn't quite understand Lord Krishna. They didn't quite understand Lord Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. Right? So this Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So this verse that we just read is part of the regret that Uddhava is feeling, and the Yadavas, he's expressing himself through the Yadavas. So he says here, the Yadavas were all experienced devotees. We were all experienced devotees. Right? Learned and expert in psychic studies. So they had special extraordinary mental powers, right? Or they had powerful extraordinary senses. They were aware of more things than what an ordinary person would be aware of. They're able to see things. They're able to see the future. They're able to read people's mind, their body language, and so on and so forth. Over and above all, Uddhava continues, they were always with the Lord in all kinds of relaxations. They chilled out with the Lord. They hung out with the Lord. They served the Lord. They associated with the Lord. Right? However, they were still only able to know Him as the Supreme who dwells everywhere. They were only able to know the Lord as Paramatma, partially, not fully. And Vidura is regretting this. I didn't know the Lord. I couldn't understand the Lord as much as the residents of Vrindavan. I'm extremely unhappy about this. I had the association with the Lord. I was with the Lord. I hung out with the Lord. But I didn't understand. I didn't really know the Lord. So then Prabhupada is explaining more in detail the situation of the Yadus and Uddhava, and then also the difference between the Yadus and the difference between the residents of Vrindavan. Okay. So when we look at the purport, Prabhupada is saying, here Prabhupada is taking psychic studies as power of mental speculation. So they were very great in terms of their mental capabilities. Prabhupada is quoting Katha Upanishad, and he's saying he can be known only by one who has the mercy of the Lord, not by some physical strength, or not by some mental capabilities, not even by study of the Vedas. So later on in the purport, Prabhupada said, as the scholars of Vedas. So the Yadus were scholars of Vedas. So in this way, they were very learned. They were also experienced devotees and learned. So Prabhupada says, the Yadus were all exceptionally learned and experienced. But in spite of their knowing the Lord as the one who lives in everyone's heart, they could not understand that He is the original personality of Godhead. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that they understood the Lord as Narayan, as Paramatma. They didn't understand Lord Krishna as the original personality of Godhead, as the source of Narayan, all the other incarnation, as the source of Paramatma. They only understood Krishna partially. They only understood Krishna professionally, not personally. Just like if we know some professional personality like a judge, so we may know him on a professional level, how well they do their job, their position, you know, like that. Their greatness, but we may not know the judge personally. For example, just like the judge's mother may know the judge, just like the wife of the judge knows the judge, just like the friend of the judge knows the judge, right? Or just like the child of the judge knows the judge. So the Yadus did not know Krishna personally. They knew Krishna professionally. Right? So how come? How come, even though being with Krishna, even though well experienced in devotional service, even though associating with Krishna, hanging out with Krishna, right, knowing well of Krishna, how come they did not know the Lord personally, as well as the residents of Vrindavan? So Prabhupada explains, because they did not have mercy of the Supreme Lord. They didn't have mercy of the Supreme Lord. They didn't receive that special mercy of the Lord. In one place, Krishna speaking to Uddhava, and he says to Uddhava, this is in the 11th canto, that gopis didn't do anything particular. It was only due to my mercy, right, that they have this love for me. They received my special mercy. They didn't study the scriptures. They didn't do any extraordinary service to me. Right, they didn't engage in any sacrifice or rituals. Right, they only have this love for me because of my mercy, my special mercy. So this special mercy the Yaduvas did not receive. And then Prabhupada says, this was their misfortune. This was their misfortune. And then Prabhupada also says that the residents of Vrindavan were pure, unconventional devotees. The Yaduvas were conventional devotees, regular devotees. They engaged in regular devotional service, taking the Lord as supreme. They served the Lord in awe and reverence. But they weren't unconventional. They weren't pure, unconventional devotees. Are we also continuing on as conventional devotees, or are we aspiring to be unconventional devotees? Right, where are we going? Right, we may be engaged in devotional service for a long time, many years. Right, are we trying to be unconventional? Are we making any headways in terms of becoming unconventional? So you have to be an unconventional devotee, right? Not just a regular conventional devotee. What does that mean? What does that mean? Right? Not just appreciating the Lord as, you know, He's great, serving the Lord in awe and reverence, in a majestic way, but we have to be unconventional. So Prabhupada says, the residents of Vrindavan, they could only think of Him as their object of love. They had no one else. They didn't think of anyone else. They didn't think of the Lord as the powerful personality, as a great personality. They just accepted the Lord as their object of love, as their only object of love. Right? So it's not just enough engaging in devotional service and just kind of regularly carrying on with our devotional service. We have to accept Lord, or we have to come to the point of accepting the Lord as our only object of love. Our only object of love. So maybe we can open up to the devotees. How can we come to the point? What can help us to have the Lord as an only object of love for us. And how can we attract that mercy from the Lord? That mercy that Yaduvas didn't receive, but residents of Vrindavan received, that special mercy. Maybe a few things that we can list, and then we can meditate on this after class, you know, like that. And we can think about how we can go about, what steps particularly I'm going to take, right, about developing this love for the Lord, or having only Krishna as the object of love.
Hearing more specifically about Krishna and Vrindavan and these pastimes.
Hearing about Krishna's pastimes, definitely, yeah. Yeah, so in this way we will start to develop an attachment for Krishna. Right? And this will help us to develop that love, definitely. Anything else? Govinda Prabhu? We can go. Yeah, Srinivas Prabhu can maybe go first. He's close by.
Aspiring to do more chanting.
Yeah. Okay. Any particular way, or just carrying on with chanting?
No. Prabhupada said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the neophytes, they do 16. We should aspire to do more than 16.
So yes, we have to be unconventional.
So in this way, we come to Raghunuga Bhakti.
Yeah. Okay, good. Govinda Prabhu?
We take on the qualities of the people we associate with. So if we choose our sangha carefully, then we can maybe develop the mood that they have.
Yeah. So we should start to associate. We should have association of the right people. That's going to help us to develop love for Krishna. Sorry? Right people. Yeah. Smarahari was thinking about himself, white people. Right people. Right devotees. Yeah? Okay.
Hare Krishna. Following footsteps of the Acharya.
Following in the footsteps of Acharyas or Raghatmika Bhaktas. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Amaj.
Thinking to really make a sacrifice for Krishna, to be willing to change one's plans to fulfill Krishna's desires. This is really what you see the spirit of Vrindavan is, to always be flexible to fulfilling Krishna's desires.
So yes, going out our way, sacrificing for Krishna, giving more and more. So then Krishna's almost obliged that this devotee is, you know, despite all difficulties, despite all challenges, is trying to serve me. Right? Is going out of his or her way to serve me. Yeah, Devrishi. Maybe, and then Antranga, and then we'll continue.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Understanding that he's the cause of all causes. So whatever challenge we put forward, anything that we're happening is all by divine arrangement of the Lord. So when we see not just the immediate cause, but the ultimate cause, and how he's bringing us forward, the challenges that the Lord has to do, every endeavor that he's making also on his part to bring us back to him.
Understanding he's the cause of all causes. How will that help us to become unconventional? Because the others also saw him as cause of all causes.
Because as we make one step to him, he's making 100 steps to come towards us.
So depending on Krishna.
Yeah.
Right. Not kind of like, just depending on our own plans. Yes, we do make plans, but ultimately depending on Krishna.
And he never leaves us. He's always with us.
Yeah. Okay. Antranga Prabhu.
I have a question, Prabhu.
We can take questions in a little while. At the moment, we're just coming up with a list. Right.
Is so the list not finished?
When we have that list, so we can meditate on that list and we can start to see what we need to work on. Yes. You know, like that. We can begin working on how to develop love for the Lord and having only as the object of love. Yeah.
Ayendra Prabhu said that we should give out the holy name and get the mercy by getting other people to help us give out the holy name. And only then will we go deep into our japa, and then we will get Krishna's mercy.
So giving out the holy name, preaching, doing sankirtan. Mataji had something to share here.
Maybe seeing Krishna in our lives, whatever happens, to see that Krishna is kind of working in our life, and also singing beautiful bhajans of the Goswamis and the previous acharyas.
Yes. Seeing the hand of the Lord in our lives, seeing Krishna in everything, and also taking shelter of bhajans. Bhajans of various acharyas, learning of their mood through the bhajans, how they're taking shelter of Krishna, how they're speaking about Krishna and learning of Krishna through the bhajans as well. Right. So in this way, definitely, we can develop love for Krishna. Right. And yes, we can add more to the list. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so we're going to continue. Today also is the disappearance of Vasudev Ghosh. He's also a resident of Vrindavan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said he's one of the Sakhis. Gunatunga Sakhi, and he's one of the three Sakhis who engaged in compiling songs for Vishakha Gopi. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said about Vasudev Ghosh as being in Madhurya Ras with Krishna. Vasudev Ghosh had two brothers, Govinda Ghosh and Madhava Ghosh. Right? And all of them engaged in singing for Lord Chaitanya. In fact, they were part of one party. There were many parties at Rath Yatra. They were part of one party, and all three brothers were there. Govinda Ghosh would head up the singing, and the two other brothers would kind of do the follow-up singing. Also in that party, Raghava Pandit was there, Chota Haridas, and the great dancer, Vakeshwar Pandit, was also there as well. And it is said that whenever these brothers sung, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda would chant and dance in ecstasy. They were especially likened by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And when Lord Nityananda was instructed by Lord Chaitanya to go back to Bengal and preach, these brothers joined them. Vasudev Ghosh wrote many songs in glorification of the Lord and in remembrance of Lord Chaitanya. There's three popular bhajans or songs that he's written in remembering Lord Chaitanya. One of them is Yadi Gorana Hoite, and then recently there's been a song Yadi Prabhupadna Hoite. So I suppose that song is kind of inspired by Vasudev Ghosh. And here Vasudev Ghosh is expressing, if Lord Chaitanya did not appear in Kali Yuga, what would happen in Kali Yuga? What would be the point of us living in Kali Yuga? How would we be able to sustain our life? And then there are other songs which describe the childhood pastimes of the Lord. Sachira Angnera Nache Vishwam Bhera Rai. So like this, there are other songs glorifying pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there is also songs he compiled which establishes Lord Chaitanya as non-different from Lord Jagannath, non-different from Lord Ram, non-different from Lord Krishna. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha. Right, what is that? How does that go? Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachira Sachira Nandan. So like this, he compiled many, many songs in glorification of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya disappeared, all these three brothers went their own ways, and specifically Vasudev Ghosh took shelter of a place known as Tamakula, how does it go? It's also known as Narapota. Right, this place is southwest of Calcutta, about 100 kilometers, and it's on the banks of a river called Rupa Narayan. Just before the junction of Rupa Narayan and Hooghly River coming together. So this is where he took, where he retired. This is the place where he went to, and it is said that Lord Chaitanya, before going to Jagannath Puri, he rested there. So Vasudev Ghosh engaged in bhajan there, remembering Lord Chaitanya. One day he felt so much separation from the Lord that he decided to end his life. And he made arrangements with his associates and with his servants to be buried alive. And it is said that even though servants, his associates, didn't want to do it, but Vasudev Ghosh was very demanding and putting a stone on their heart, the associates, the servants were burying him. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he said, "What are you doing?" Just as he said to Sanatan Goswami, "This body does not belong to you. This body belongs to the Supreme Lord. So give up this idea, right, and continue on with my service. And ask for me for a benediction." And at that time, Vasudev Ghosh asked that, "May I eternally participate in your pastimes in this very place?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Let it be." And then Lord Chaitanya said that this place should be accepted as the king of all pilgrimage places. And one who comes to this place, this temple, and takes darshan of your deity of Nimai, then they will go back to Godhead. Like that. So in this way, Vasudev continued living, worshipping Lord Nimai, and engaging in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes eternally there. So, yeah, this place is Narapota. Narapota is also known as Narapota. Nara meaning human being, puta means a burial. So one who attempted to bury himself, and in doing so he attracted the attention of the Supreme Lord. So, a very, very dear devotee of the Lord, and also a resident of Vrindavan, one of the Sakis, Vasudev Ghosh. Shri Vasudev Ghosh ki. Yeah. So we can take one or two questions or comments, and then we'll stop. Yes. Antaranga Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask a question.
Hare Krishna, no problem.
Very much appreciated. We can see Prabhupada writes here in the purport that the Yadavas are very unfortunate. Well, there is a great misfortune.
Say that again.
It was due to their misfortune, he spoke about the Yadavas. Mm-hmm. Yet we find different verses from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, about almost like a gradation. Like amongst the devotees, the best one is Prahlad. Better than Prahlad is the Pandavas. Better than the Pandavas are the Yadavas. And best amongst the Yadavas is Uddhava. Even better than Uddhava are the Gopis, and amongst the Gopis, Radharani is the most exalted. So how we can comprehend the concept that Yadavas are unfortunate, mm-hmm. when there are many demigods amongst mm-hmm. them, many great sages, great uh-huh. personalities, and directly Nityasiddhas descending from Dvaraka. Uh-huh. So, and they had so much association with Lord Krishna. Yet, in different references said that Yadavas are mm-hmm. the most fortunate. You know, mm-hmm. there are references saying that Lord was Yadunad, and he was surrounded like the ocean of the Yadavas. So how we can reconcile this?
So are Yadavas fortunate, or are the Yadavas misfortunate? Yeah. Here, who's speaking? One of the Yadavas, Uddhava speaking. What is he expressing? What is he, what is he feeling? that I'm not as fortunate, the Yadus are not as fortunate as the gopis. Right? So he's comparing the Yadus, he's comparing himself to the love of the gopis. And in speaking like this, he's saying, we're unfortunate. I'm unfortunate. I don't have love of the Lord as the gopis do. So from Uddhava's perspective, from the Yadu speaker's perspective, they're thinking themselves they're unfortunate. Yeah, they're misfortunate. But we know, right, they're very advanced personalities. They're the most fortunate. Yeah. So this is the devotees. When they're speaking about themselves, I don't have any love for Krishna. Right? The Yadavas, they're the most fortunate. They had association of the Lord. Right? They're the most fortunate. The gopis are even more fortunate like that. So this is the way to understand the misfortune of the Yadavas and the fortune of the Yadavas. The Yadavas. Govinda Prabhu.
There is a purport where it's explained that the Yadus, Krishna deliberately took them out of Dwarka, because anyone who leaves their body in Dwarka goes back to the spiritual world, and they weren't qualified, so he had arranged for them to go to Prabhas, and then they were killed in Prabhas, and then they reassumed their position as demigods.
Mm.
But I think there's also other places where it says that the Yadus are Nityasiddhas, so
yeah.
There's different ways to look at it.
So yeah, I was kind of thinking about this as well, and there may be I can't remember any reference, but the Yadus, demigods, some of them are devotees, part of Krishna's eternal pastimes, like that. So they were, just like the gopis, there were varieties of devotees. Similarly, amongst the Yadus, there were varieties of devotees as well. Yeah. Demigods, also eternal associates, so on and so forth. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.